welcome to the Lighten Up Podcast with Lauren Polly, your invitation for living on the lighter side of life. I'm Lauren Polly, and I am delighted you have chosen to join me today for episode 109, What Fuels You? We're going to talk a lot today about the fuel that we take, the motivation for our life and our living, and also to take a look at what is it that has us taking action in our life, and what is the fuel that actually allows you to keep going. I find so frequently this conversation and this topic is all over the map. I find it not only in other people that I work with, but also my own life. We have all sorts of interesting points of view about what it is that fuels us to take the next step. What is it that really gets us involved in our life and our living, whether that is taking care of your family or building your business, starting a creative project, or going day to day throughout the work environment. There are a lot of unhealthy patterns that we take on from the people around us, and there are also these whispers of possibility to do it in a whole new way. So I want to dig into that today. We're going to kind of talk about where you may have been choosing the problems of life, where you may have been choosing to fuel yourself by trying to solve them. You may have been choosing to fuel your action steps with overcoming hurdles or taking the hard-won path to success, or to try to just reach an outcome that had nothing to do with experiencing the joy of creating it along the way. When you function like that, which, I mean, let's be honest, most of us do at one point or another, you really end up shooting yourself in the foot. There are a lot of interesting ramifications that can come from living as a problem solver, overcoming hurdles, that kind of thing. For one, you end up becoming really short-sighted. It gets really hard to take in the full breadth of possibilities that we have and also the enjoyment of living when you are constantly trying to get enough fuel just to get over the hurdle. Just enough mental fuel to figure out this one problem, because you know once you do, you should be good to go. Unfortunately, life doesn't happen like that. When you're functioning from that kind of fuel and motivation, you end up getting together just enough mental fuel to solve the problem, only to run into, you guessed it, another problem. Same thing with overcoming those hurdles. You get enough guts and chutzpah and energy to get up over, only to see another one coming down the pike. Why does that actually happen? Well, again, your point of view creates your reality. So if you're functioning where you have to get fuel to live, and you do that by overcoming problems and jumping over hurdles and taking hard-won efforts to be able to succeed, you end up creating more of the same. So let's invite your body into this conversation as well. When you're functioning from that, what does your sweet body go through? When you're functioning that way, unfortunately, what you do is you kick in the sympathetic nervous system. Fight or flight. Adrenal overdrive and really primitive, really, really primal points of view about survival. And it all becomes about that. There's no possibility for thriving or for out-creating or going in a whole new direction. You're just trying to get by day to day. What's also super fascinating is people who function that way, sometimes they get confused where they feel like because they're moving a lot and there seems to be a lot of energy around them, and sometimes they're overcoming bigger hurdles and they're solving bigger problems, it's almost like this thing comes of, oh, I think I am creating bigger because look, I'm overcoming bigger things now, so that should be creating my life. But then they get disappointed when they just end up with yet another problem or another hurdle to come. It's kind of fascinating where we think that that is fueling us when really what it's doing, it's us expending a lot more energy than we need to. It's us not taking kind of the smart path, work smarter, not harder, comes to mind. It also, unfortunately, doesn't let you get traction because as soon as you're trying to short-sightedly overcome one thing, only to run into another, that's how you live day to day to day. So getting traction to actually catapult you over or in a whole new direction isn't really a possibility. And just, again, that sympathetic nervous system, that's that physiological stress response that we go through. That's what your body goes through. That's the heart palpitations, the high blood pressure, the symptomology of stress that starts to play through so that your body actually starts to get unhealthy as well. So I'd just like you to get clear on where you may be choosing that, where you may be really patting yourself on the back for being a great problem solver or overcoming a huge hurdle or reaching a certain goal and really striving towards it. None of that, again, is wrong. It's very interesting. It's also something that we are taught time and time again, over and over again, that that is what actually creates success. That's what creates forward movement. It's that spinning of the wheels. And even if you're not trying to create a huge business or a big project, how much do you have in your personal life with this? It's a little bit crazy. It's like keeping up with the Joneses. It's constantly comparing yourself to other people. It's getting involved in other people's dramas. It's a fascinating way to start to fuel yourself and kind of has the energy of being that addiction where you're kind of like, you don't want it, but at the same time, you keep reaching for it anyway, and then you end up creating more of the same. We really want to start looking at how to break that pattern and go in a whole different direction. So if you've been feeling like your tank is getting a little empty or half full and you keep trying to fuel yourself on these energies, overcoming and problem solving and proof of the hard-won battle, unfortunately, you keep going that way, you're just going to keep expending yourself short. If there wasn't a problem to overcome, if there was nothing to prove, and if you could just effortlessly, not only jump over hurdles, but perhaps go underneath, go around, and be smarter with utilizing your energy from a different fuel tank and a different motivation source, what would be possible? That is a very, very different way to live. Imagine waking up in the morning and not having your mind go straight to your problems, straight to the hurdle, straight to the to-do list, or the busyness of, oh my God, I've got like 50 million things to do, but waking up in the morning and actually looking for the possibility, for the curiosity that piques your interest that you can then lean into and take action on, for the enthusiasm of the experience of life, not just the outcome at the end of the game. When we talk on this show about lightening up, it's all about what is light is right for you. When you're actually choosing the lightness, that is actually what drives your life and fuels you in a totally different way. When you're able to function that way in every moment and get super present with not choosing problem-solving mode, but choosing possibility mode, you actually are steering your life in the direction of lightness. And you are taking your delicious body along for the ride. How does it get better than that? Instead of actually choosing to go into the sympathetic nervous system where, again, you're on fight or flight and your adrenals are kicked in big time, and that's that really primitive state, you actually invoke and go into the parasympathetic nervous system. That is the body's rest and restore mode. If you've ever taken a yoga class or a meditation class, mindfulness, stress reduction, you'll hear this comparison a lot. It's something I use a lot in my wellness seminars that I teach at the hospital. Again, it's something very, it's not only very accessible, a piece of information, it's also something that is proven medically. There are a lot of ways to change from the sympathetic nervous system into the parasympathetic. A lot of that has to do with more of a relaxation, taking a breath, taking a beat, loosening your grip a little bit. For me, that is like beginning step number one. And then number two, where we go with this show, is starting to open the possibilities of consciousness with question, with curiosity, and with action in that direction. So if you have been functioning from the sympathetic nervous system and your body's been suffering from that, oh, sweet body, we are so sorry. Also know that you're not alone. These are seeds that are planted in all of us from society, from our family, from our working environment. I can't tell you how much I picked up on this from working in a hospital system. My goodness, everyone functions this way. And it's like, if you don't function that way, you won't be able to do the job. That is absolutely not true. So I invite you not only to get clear on where you have been choosing to go into problem solving and overcoming and really that fight or flight mode, but start to challenge the viewpoints that have you there. If you start to see that those are seeds that are planted outside of you, someone from the outside came in and planted that and said, this is how you have to be. If you want to be successful, you have to work hard. If you want to be successful, guess what? You're going to have to prove that you earned it. You're going to have to overcome these problems and these hurdles and really reach these outcome-driven goals. People don't really plant the seeds of possibility where they talk about if you follow what is light, what is relaxing, what is expansive by nature, what is on that consciousness path, that's actually going to be a whole different way, not only to reach success for you as an infinite being, but also that relaxed, joyful experience of life where every moment starts to become that deliciousness. For me, it's the energy of not constantly feeling like there's a rocket behind me that is like pushing me forward against my will, or where I have to find some sort of huge tank to be able to catapult me in a direction. It's got this energy of being able to relax back, like someone not only has your back to support you, but that you can actually lean back in it and also draw from it as well to be able to refuel you and to continue to have that tank to move you forward. What is that tank? That's consciousness. That's possibilities. That's being open to a different way of life. And that's actually working physiologically with not only your body's outward symptoms, but also how the cognitive patterns and the behavior patterns get triggered too. Coming out of the fight or flight and coming out of the fuel that's based on problems, it's actually easier to do than we think it is. It's momentary presence and momentary choice. Getting present, getting clear, and actually asking yourself, if I wasn't focused on the problems here, but I was open to the possibilities, what would I be aware of? And what could I choose? And if you can tap into that, that's a very different way to be living. This, I will tell you, is a muscle to be built. It's a big conversation. It can feel quite overwhelming to start to want to change these patterns. Please don't allow yourself to get like that. Again, that's going to kick you back into the fight or flight stuff. No, no, no. Take some time with this. Take a breath. Take a beat. And what if it wasn't any more difficult or challenging or whatever? What if it was just getting clear in the moment? You know what? I've been choosing for the problem most of the day today. Interesting. That's a seed that was planted from outside of me. I don't have to keep going that way. What's the possibility here? What's light? What's relaxing? What's expansive? What will allow me to fuel myself to take the action I need and also be present with me and my body at the same time? It's a very different way to live. What if what fuels you is actually what is here to support you? And has been here the whole time. The consciousness of living. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode. Please listen to this one again and again. It's got a lot of information. I'll also be doing future episodes on the same topic because this is a huge one. I do wellness seminars on this at the hospital that are 4 to 5 hours. So I'm looking at bringing a little bit more of that tidbit in for this. If you have topics that you would love for me to cover, please reach out. I'm really interested in making this a relevant conversation to you. You can get a hold of me at lauren@laurenpolly.com. Let me know your thoughts, how these episodes are touching you, and I will be back to chat with you next Tuesday. Don't forget to lighten up and live consciously.